It's your girl Sam, and we're back with another episode of Complete Circle Podcast. Exciting! So today, y'all, I'm here to tell you about the number one killer. Comparison. Comparison kills like no other, okay? And let's be honest. I feel like at some point or another, everybody has or still does struggle with comparing. Comparing yourself to somebody else's relationship, career, life, whatever it is, whether it big or small, it's something that people commonly struggle with. And it's understandable because, you know, we all want to live our best lives. We all want to be, you know, the best version of ourselves. And sometimes it's really easy to get wrapped up in somebody else's life and what they've got going on rather than focusing on what you can do to actually improve your own life. And there's a fine line between comparing in an unhealthy way versus using somebody else's goals and achievements as your own motivation or inspiration, or maybe you admire what they've done and you want to push yourself to be, you know, in that same kind of space in terms of being more intentional and just doing things with more purpose. And, you know, taking aspects of what they've achieved and how they've achieved it in order to apply it to yourself. Now, that's fine because naturally so, if you see people around you elevating and doing better, I would hope that that would rub off on you and that you would want to do that for yourself as well. So it's okay to, you know, admire people and aspire to be in that kind of space too, just not wanting to be exactly where they are, doing exactly what they're doing, because that's not your role. Like, that's not meant for you. That's their life. That's what is meant for them. That's their purpose. That's what they're supposed to do here on this earth in their life, you know, with what God has given them. But understand that you are fearfully and wonderfully made and specifically tailored to a plan and purpose that God has for you and you alone. So understand that while you're sitting there and possibly, you know, caught up in somebody else's life and what it may look like over there, you're losing sight of and getting distracted from what you're supposed to be focusing on in your lane, in your life, with God, with what God has purposed you to do. And that's the problem. A lot of the time, we lose sight of what our purpose and plan is on this earth because we get so caught up in, you know, what somebody else's life looks like, what somebody else is doing. And let's not forget, a lot of this is because of social media. And it could look nice. It could look great. It could look fine and dandy, but you never really know what's going on behind the scenes. Like, let's not act like everybody doesn't always put their best on for social media. Like, I will say that, yeah, like, I'm gonna post the best picture. I'm gonna post the good times. Like, you gonna see me living my best life. And that's great, but you're not always gonna see the other side of things. So that sense of comparing and, you know, wanting what somebody else has, that's not healthy. Because you know that what you can do, nobody else can do it the way you do it. Nobody else can do that thing the way that you were meant to do it. There's no other you on this earth. There's only literally one you and one you alone. And that's the beauty in it. That's why we're not meant to look at others and compare ourselves or want what other people have or be jealous or envy anything else that someone may possess because it's not your portion. What God has for you is for you, honey. And He will make sure that it does not miss you. It's up to you to not be distracted and caught up in other things that cause you to miss it or cause you to not see it. And it's so funny because at the same time, like, I might be sitting here, right, looking at somebody else's life and saying, like, dang, like, I wish I could, or I wish I would have, or, you know, all these other statements of comparison. Meanwhile, somebody else could be sitting over there looking at me like, yo, this girl really doing the dang thing. And I aspire to be where she's at, or she really inspires me to push myself and do these things. And it's, you never look at it from that perspective. It's just, you're so focused on what you may not lack, you may lack in your life, or what you may be struggling with versus what it looks like somebody else isn't struggling with. And then you lose sight of the fact that other people may be looking up to you, and other people may be looking to you for, you know, inspiration, for motivation, for something that they feel that they lack. And it's just that constant cycle of comparing and wishing and wanting and envying and being jealous. And then doing the most outrageous things to try to compete or try to live up to somebody else's life. And it's like, baby, it doesn't even look good on you. Like, it doesn't even look good when you try to force yourself into something that was never meant for you. It's never gonna feel right. It's never gonna look right. It's never gonna do what it's supposed to do because it's not for you to do. It's like, for example, you know, when you go shopping, if you're a size medium, you're not gonna sit there and buy an extra small or a small, fooling yourself into thinking that you're gonna be able to fit yourself into it. Cause you're gonna look, it's not gonna look good. It's gonna look a hot steaming mess. And it's going to be noticeable by other people that that is not your size and that does not fit you the way that it should. And it doesn't look good. And that's the same thing that happens when we're trying to live lives that were never ours to live in the first place. You look out of place. It doesn't fit you. It doesn't look good. And it's obvious to others who look at you and who are on the outside looking in. It's obvious that they may not even personally know you. They may not even really be well acquainted with you. But it's always going to be clear when you're not doing what you're supposed to do, specifically in your life, in your role, in your purpose. It shows. Whether we realize it or not, whether we acknowledge it or not, it shows. And you feel it more than anything else. Like, you'll see and you'll know that, wait a minute, like this right here, this is not for me. It won't feel comfortable. It won't feel right. And that's when you realize, it's like, well, what am I trying to really accomplish here? Like, what am I really out here trying to do when I know very well that this is not for me? And then it brings on the question of, why do we do this? Like, why is it that, and sometimes it may not even be on purpose, you know, like, I don't feel like, at least from my perspective, I don't feel like all the time people will intentionally seek out trying to be somebody else or something that they're not. And because of that comparison, sometimes it's very subconscious. Like, you might, like, again, social media, you're scrolling through stories and you're looking at people's lives and how they're living. And then you have that thought of like, yo, I want to do that, or I wish I could do that. And then you low key find yourself like doing things to try to match that or do the same thing, but it's not even really so obvious, or it's not really that much evident to you that that's what's going on. And then you might, but like I said, that feeling of being uncomfortable will always be very much present. Because there's something about when you're living your own authentic, genuine life and being your own authentic, genuine self that just is a peace like no other. You know, it's a peace that you won't find in anything else or anybody else, because you know that you're who you're meant to be. You're being who you were called to be, and you are walking in your own lane, in your own purpose, doing what you're supposed to be doing. And there's just a beauty in that, and it's felt, versus when you're not sure who you are or you're seeking to be something or somebody that you're not because of what you're seeing around you or what you feel like your life should look like based on the standards or the expectations of social media or the environment around you or the people that you're surrounding yourself with. And you begin to realize that you're never going to find a peace or a comfort in that because it's not what God wants you to do. It's not who you're supposed to be on this earth. And I think it's so hard, especially this day and age, to really find that in yourself or even to find that in God, because it's just so easy to get distracted and caught up in everything else and not necessarily see the beauty in what it is that you are supposed to do and who you're meant to be, and truly understanding what that even means or what that even looks like is a hard part too. Because a lot of the time, like, that comparison, it comes from not knowing who you really are. Like, I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know my purpose. And so you're trying to find it in any which way. And then it leads to like, okay, well, so-and-so is doing this, you know, like she's doing hair over here or she's doing nails or, you know, she's, you know, doing all these great things. It's like, okay, so maybe let me try that. You know, let me see if I could do that too. And then it's upsetting because you don't do it like they do it because it's not for you to do. So then that breeds jealousy and that breeds resentment and that breeds all these other not so healthy emotions because you started out the wrong way. You were looking in the wrong places to the wrong things and people, trying to figure out who you are and what you're meant to do. And all you did was put yourself in a position that you're feeling all these things, and now you're even more discouraged and you're even more lost and even more confused about everything because you sought out the wrong resource. And it's a real vicious cycle if you don't catch yourself and if you don't become more aware and more intentional and more mindful. And it also comes down to what it is that you're putting into your body too, like your mind, your spiritual. You know, what are you feeding your soul? What are you feeding your mind? What are you watching? What are you listening to? You know, are you too caught up in the social media world? Are you too caught up in keeping up with the Joneses? Like, what is your life revolving around for real? Because a lot of the time when you identify that and you look at that, that's when you start to realize it's like, oh, no wonder I'm so insecure. No wonder I keep comparing myself and my life and all these other aspects of who I am because of look at what where I'm looking to. Look at what I'm inputting. Look at what I'm feeding my mind and my soul on a daily basis. Instead of spending more time with myself, instead of spending more time feeding myself more healthy, fulfilling things, I'm sitting here scrolling through social media all day, every day. Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, seeing all these things that, you know, naturally as a human being are going to ignite some things like, oh, you know, like she work out, she look like that. Why I work out all the time and I don't look like that? Well, y'all body types are different. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, and the answers to those questions are so obvious, but we don't put that into perspective. We just get caught up in what we see initially and what those feelings are that come initially. And it's a scary, sucky place to be in because that can quickly like dig a deep hole if you don't become more aware of it and catch yourself. Because understand that I'm about to get real, real deep. All right. So stay with me. And I'm And I just, like, I don't know, this feeling just came over me to say this. So it's for somebody who's listening. So I hope you catch it, okay? Because I'm about to spit it out. You, whoever I'm speaking to right now, you are so special. Like, you are one of one. You are one of a kind. Like, God looked at you and said, I want you to look like this, to speak like this, to act like this, to have this personality, to have these color eyes, to have this hair that looks like that, to have this shape, this skin tone, this everything. He did everything so specifically tailored to you. And he said, this is good. He looked at his masterpiece and said, this is good. And that's how he feels about you. When he looks at you, when he thinks about you, that's what he thinks. That's how he feels. He didn't make you the way you are for you to then look at the next person and be like, oh, I want to be like them, or I want to take parts of who they are and try to emulate that and be that. That's an insult to God. After he took his sweet time to put you together fearfully and wonderfully, and you have the nerve to sit here and compare yourself to somebody else. No, honey. No, that is not what the good Lord wants. Comparison is killing what God has for you, specifically for you. That need to have or to be something that you're not, that you were never created to be or have, it's killing and distracting you from what is truly meant to be yours. God don't make mistakes. He don't. If he did it, he did it. If he said it, he said it. Like, period, point blank. Like, that's it, period. There's no commas. There's no pause. There's no edits that need to be made. It's period after it. That's it. It's a statement, not a question. So understanding that and really truly seeing that in yourself and understanding that you don't need to compare. You don't need to look to or at anybody else, honey. It's you versus you. How can you be better than you were yesterday? How can you keep improving yourself to continue to become a healthier version of who you are? How can you continue to grow yourself and take yourself farther than you were yesterday, than you are today? So if you're going to compare yourself to anybody, compare yourself to you. Like, I know for me, like, lately, I've really been doing that. Like, I look at myself now and the way that I handle some of the most difficult situations that I've had to experience. And I say to myself, I'm like, yo, Sam, last year, you would have been in shambles, bro. You would have been a million pieces on the floor and nobody and nothing would be able to put you back together again. I would have been on some Humpty Dumpty timing, bro. And I sit here and I'm like, yo, how am I so okay? Like, how am I handling these situations in this manner? And bro, one is by God's grace, period. But another thing is because I look at how much farther I've come and how much I've grown mentally and emotionally. And I use that as continued motivation to keep growing, to keep being better. Because if I'm here just a year later, imagine how much further I'm going to be in another year. And another year. And years to come. And so the only person that you should continue to measure yourself up to is the person that you were yesterday or a year ago or a week ago or however long ago you want to, you know, however far back you want to go. But every stage and every step, measure yourself up to you. That's the only person, the real person that you need to compare and keep working to be better than. But like I said, surround yourself with people who do inspire you, who do push you, who you do look to and say like, ooh, she doing the dang thing. She working her behind off. She's accomplishing all these things. Yeah, I could do that too. I could do that too. And you know what? I'm going to do it. Not because I want to be better than her. Not because I'm in competition with her. But it's because I know that I want to be that great version of myself too. I want to push myself in ways that I've been afraid to push myself before too. So yeah, use it as a fire under you. Like, oh, so everybody else around me is doing this? Okay, say no more. Say no more. Let me stop being lazy. Let me stop procrastinating. Let me stop making excuses and let me get to work. That's it, period. So stop letting comparison kill whatever it is in your life. Free yourself from that. And find who you really are and what that means and how you can continue to be a better version of yourself each and every single day. Because if you could figure that out, if you could do that, let me tell you. They better watch out, okay? Like, you're not even ready for what that's gonna look like. I don't know who needed to hear this, but I feel like it was for somebody. And honestly, if my message is for one person alone, that's fine, because that one person is gonna receive it. But as always, I do hope that whoever listens to it finds something to take and that you're blessed and that you receive it and apply it. And that it does something for your soul. So thanks for listening. And as always, stay blessed and stay beautiful.